the liver and perhaps some of the other substances in the diet would have proteases that would denature the protein. So once it was microwaved, we then treated the diet with the test substance and some other diet with the various control substances. And these are placed in little test tube caps and covered with parafilm, and one per arena. And the remaining caps were placed in the freezer. And this is what the test system looks like, a little dish with a moistened cotton wool and a capsule of diet, and the walls of the arena are covered in Fluon to stop the insects crawling out and escaping. And every day, fresh diet is taken from the freezer and thawed and presented to the insect. And this is done for 21 days, by which time all the nymphs are adults or are dead. And a typical result here is you get around 20 to 25% control mortality. And in this case, a study of MCRY3A, the mortality was pretty much the same in the treatment as well. And an insect growth regulator, positive control, showing high mortality, probably higher than we'd really want, actually, but it certainly was working. A similar exposure, Marco showed Aliocara, which is exposed via sand or soil in a pesticide test, and we required a dietary exposure for this study. And we used a meat diet very similar to aureus, again, microwaved to denature the proteases and treated with the tested control substances. This study here is Bacillus cupreus, a ground beetle, and the pesticide testing usually uses adult beetles, but we wanted to use larvae because we thought they'd be more sensitive, or we'd be able to demonstrate effects more easily of the modified CRY3A. And here the route of exposure was to feed the larvae a blowfly pupae that had been injected with a solution of the test substance. And again, fresh pupae were supplied daily. And you can see the pupae being injected and then placed on the soil surface in a little test tube, and a rack of test tubes in which each containing a single